have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. All right, indeed, we are back with another entry on the Genesis Frequency. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I'm listening to my introduction there because I'm always looking at making things better. And I'm thinking, you know what else this is? This is exciting stuff. Whether you've been studying this all your life or you're brand new to the law of mind action, this is exciting stuff. Think about it. I am as excited, probably more excited, about this body of knowledge, this body of wisdom, than I was when I was first exposed to it. When I was only like 19 years old, I think, was the first exposure through that book, The Lazy Man's Waste to Riches. I am excited about this every single day. Think about it. Just think about it. Think about it in its simplicity. Using the power of our imagination with the power of thought, we can think thoughts. Combining those two, we can actually mold and shape invisible substance, the substance of the universe, non-visible substance into visible form. In the simplest terms, that's exactly what we're doing. I introduced you to A-level, B-level, C-level type goals. The C levels being our big dream goals. What do we really, really, really want? Those big dream ideas that perhaps we rejected before in our lives because we just didn't think they were possible for us. Now, with this new way of looking and thinking and calling in our faculties of imagination, of reason, of will, of intuition, memory and perception and all these faculties, we can think about that thing that we want, reintroduce it into our consciousness and say, I don't have to know how. And we don't. We don't. We just have to start making the mental image of it. That's where we begin. And that's why it's exciting. We just make the mental image of it. And we're going to talk more about it. In fact, that's what this show, The Genesis Frequency, is all about. Moving you through this process. Different tips, different techniques. I want to apologize if there is any background noise. While I'm waiting for my high-quality studio mic to show up, I'm using my headset mic, and we have a tropical storm a-brewing here on the Emerald Coast of Florida. So outside my window, there's a lot of wind going on, a lot of awnings waving back and forth in the wind. So I apologize if you can hear any background noise. That's what's going on. But what I wanted to talk about is this excitement, this enthusiasm, this zeal. Because really, this should be woven through everything that we do. We should be excited. See, we have to move these thoughts from our conscious mind, these thoughts that we're developing, into our subconscious mind, and we do that with feeling and emotion. But even prior to that, let's just forget about our big dream, forget about our big goals for right now. And what I want to talk about is why I'm excited about every single day, every brand new day, and I invite you to be excited about every single day. Now, this actually ties in with something we'll talk about down the road, and that's the law of increase. But I was thinking about that this morning during meditation time, and I'm thinking, why am I excited about every brand new day? I just have always liked brand new baby days, like I like to call them. And one of the reasons is because we get to choose whatever we want to do with our day, especially on this path when we've designed our life where we can get up and do what we will. But one of the reasons I get really, really excited, because I do participate in the law of increase. And part of that is giving. And I'm not just talking about giving financially. That's part of it when we talk about tithing. But being a person of increase is when we share those kind words, when we share those kind comments, when we share those compliments, when we're assisting others, whether it's in line at the grocery store or during the holiday season and we know that the clerks had a long, hard day, when we give other people the benefit of the doubt, or often in traffic, when we're just being a person of increase everywhere we go. Leaving the world, leaving others, leaving a situation or a condition better off than how we found it. Better off because we touched it with our energy. And it can be thought energy, it can be something that we do physically, it'll be something that we offer in the form of a prayer. Whatever it is, we're being a person of increase. Now this ties in with one of the reasons I get excited about every brand new baby day. And I get excited as soon as I spring out of bed. In fact, before I spring out of bed, I dedicate my day to love. And I, again, devote my life to God. That's just one thing that I do that works for me. But I get excited about the day because as I participate with that law of increase every day, what I'm actually doing, and I don't do it for this reason, but what I'm actually doing is planting seeds. You see, we do it for the joy of giving. We cooperate with the law of increase because it's a law. And the law is this: when we participate intentionally with the law of increase, giving for the sheer joy of it because we do want to leave others in the world a better place than we found them, the universe, the energy that the universe is, rises and takes notice. And it makes a deposit in our life. It pays dividends in the form of divine ideas, is what I call them. Ideas. Things showing up in our life in unexpected ways. So often we call those miracles. But this is just the law of increase at work with other universal laws. So every day I'm excited because new seeds are sprouting. Now another law is the law of germination, and that's another show for another day because different seeds take different lengths of time. But that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the excitement and enthusiasm we should all live in every single day. Because if we're doing this right, if we're living life rightly, right, making right use, it's often called righteousness, but making right use of the tools, of the knowledge, of the wisdom we're able to gain in our life, we are planting seeds, and those seeds will sprout as something good in our life. So every day I see sprouts. I'm going, where did that come from? But it's because I participate in this, and it could be something that I did 3 weeks ago or 3 months ago or 3 years ago, sprouting now. My good is showing up on a daily basis. That's why I can affirm that. I can affirm I am so happy and grateful for the good that I am receiving now, for the good that I am receiving today under grace in perfect ways, because I know that I have planted the seeds somewhere along the way. And each day, some of those seeds are going to sprout every single day in a plethora of different ways. And it could be financially, it could be emotionally, it can be spiritually, it can be physically, something showing up unexpectedly. So I live in that state of positive expectation every single day. I do expect miracles. That just doesn't roll off my tongue glibly. And when you live this way, it shouldn't roll off of yours that way either. That's the difference. That's one of the reasons that started this whole thing. You know, I started shooting some videos because I've been posting prosperity affirmations, prosperity thoughts for years now, going on 10 years or about 10 years. And I was always wondering what's happening with folks after the affirmations, or the ones that really use them, because we have to add that feeling. And one of the ways that we add that feeling tone to our affirmations is to know in our consciousness that we are actively participating, making right use of these laws as we learn them. And then it really, really does become excitement every single day. We can, with enthusiasm, wake up every day and live in that positive expectation. And it's a great feeling. And this is how we add feeling. It's a perpetual cycle. And this is how we add feeling to our affirmations. Because we know now what the law of increase is. And we're going to talk more about that as we move forward. We know what the law of increase is. And as we participate in that, each day we see seeds sprouting. We see good things rising up, showing up in our lives, and we go, wow, I love life and I love living. It is so good to me, but that's because we are so good to it. Now remember, all these laws are laws, and we are participating with them, whether it's intentional or unintentional. So it can work the other way too. We can plant seeds, you know, we can plant weeds, I should say. We can really plant weeds, which are the negative thoughts, which are actions that are inharmonious with others, right? We can encroach on the freedom and the rights and what other people are as divine spiritual beings, human beings even. We can encroach on all that by negative thoughts, by hurtful words, by not being compassionate, by not being understanding, by not giving others the break that we would like to receive. So it works both ways, and this law is at work all the time. That's why I talk about cooperating with the laws. So many people say, well, yeah, that's a bunch of baloney. No, the laws are always at work. But by intentionally cooperating with them, being a person of increase rather than a person that plants weeds, well, we can expect increase in our lives. We can express the seeds we plant, the positive seeds that we plant, to sprout into more good in our lives in many, many different ways. So take a look at what you do during the course of your day. If you want to see sprouts every day, see good sprouts, prosperity sprouts. Say that fast 10 times. Prosperity sprouts shooting up in your life every single day. Be a person of increase. Participate with this law. Cooperate with this law. It's your choice. You can plant weeds or you can plant flowers. What's it going to be? The choice is yours. let's cooperate with these laws and let's get excited and be enthusiastic about each brand new baby day, because we know something good is on the way. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina and the Genesis Frequency, thanking you.